Well, I had you in 2003, so I was pregnant with her when I was working here.
Oh, that
Mary
would have.
actually held you when Mary Dwyer actually held you
Yeah.
when you were a baby, because I brought you in one day to see everyone,
Yeah.
and she was so tiny. But
Well, why
yeah.
don't you start from where, like, you, why you started here at CC, like, what you wanted to start, and then, like, here.
Well, I graduated nursing school in 1999, and I worked, my very first job was at a nursing home. And I did that for about a year, say. I decided I wanted more experience and I wanted to grow. I wasn't still wasn't sure what type of nursing I wanted to do. So from there I went to the rehab hospital of Rhode Island, and it was a lot. It was extremely stressful. It was too much for me. So I was trying to still figure out what I wanted to do, like what area of nursing. And I saw this job posted back in the day when they still had newspapers and stuff like that. So I walked in the door, and Dad said to me, "Somebody by the name of Mary Dwyer just called, and she wants to offer you the position." And so she said to just call her back. I said, "Now it's 6 o'clock at night." And he said, "Yeah," he said, "just give her a call back." So, yeah. And then I started, and at first I wasn't, I needed to get used to it, but I love my job. I love what I do, as you know.
And then you got pregnant with me.
Yep. Yep. So I had you in 2003. Yep. And after I had you, I did come in one day, and the girls I worked with at the time wanted to meet you. So I brought you in, and I took you over in your little, as we
You
call it,
pulled
the
a bucket or the
rockaroo, the
bucket.
bucket. I brought you over to, and Mary's office was like across the hall at the time. And I brought you in and to show her, and she held you, and she walked around her office with you. Yeah.
Well, even growing up too, like whenever grandma would take me, we would always make like chocolates and we would always like our little desserts and we would bring them in when you were working to come visit and we would come visit everyone, give everyone little goodies. We would always do that. So like it's always been or CCA has always been there, I guess you could say. And then since you were in nursing, I was like, well, I need to go to nursing. No, I know I don't need to go to nursing school, but you always like showed like how important it is to like help people and be there for people in the community and help if you can. And then I always had like similar interests as you, like in science and whatnot. And so once I graduated, it's like, oh, maybe I'll go to nursing school. I'll give it a shot. Tried it, did it, graduated. And then I had one site clinical here. I had with Karen, which is on the team that I work on now.
Karen Frost, yeah.
So,
And Vincent
and Vincent
was,
Lanvier was my clinical instructor,
who used to work here.
who used to also work here. And so I saw it through like Karen's lens before I even graduated nursing school, like what it's like to like be a nurse here, besides obviously seeing like all growing up what it was like to be a nurse here and like your experiences and whatnot. So it was like a nice lens, and I was like, oh, maybe I could like do this. Like it seems like it's a good team of people, really good clients. You make a lot of nice connections, see all different resources that are available for the community. And then I graduated, and then like right from the get-go, like at nursing school, it's like you have to go to the hospital. You have to do bedside nursing. That's basically what it is. And so that's what I do full-time at Rhode Island, doing med-surg, bedside nursing. And then there it's three 12-hour shifts is 36 hours. So you're only working 3 days a week unless you pick up overtime on like when I'm at home and everyone's at work. I'm like, what do I do with myself? I'm losing my mind. I don't know what to do. So then I was like, well, why don't you like s talk to Susan? Maybe they have a per diem spot for you. You know, people would really like you there. So I was like, maybe. So things have been great. It's just full circle moment being in nursing school, shadowing Karen, and now we work our side by side on team four, working together. It's just full circle, and then being with you, it's like full circle moment.
She was talking to Emily, and she had just started. So she said, "My mom is Claudine." And Emily said,
who's Claudine? Because she only knew me as Chloe. So that's the confusion.
And then it was funny too, because like the first, like, I want to say at least month to 2 months, me starting, everyone's like, oh, you're Chloe's daughter. You're just Chloe's daughter. I'm like, yeah, I'm Chloe's daughter. Oh,
Ken calls her Chloe's daughter. Not Macy, but Chloe's daughter.
I'm like, yeah, that's me. It's good having all these resources, and then I can bring them back to the hospital too. And because we at the hospital, like, especially on my floor, it's a lot of different, it's a good mix of different things. It's a medical surgical floor, but a lot of people are going through substance use, alcohol withdrawal and whatnot. So I'm able to like bring some of the resources that I have here and can like, hey, say, hey, like there's this great place called CCA that can have some resources for you if you want to continue staying sober and you think that's what you want. And you know, having the knowledge of all the different resources and being able to help others in the community is really great. I don't know everything yet, and I'm not like you and Karen that have been our seasoned nurses, and I've been here forever and know everything. So like I always, like if Karen's not available for some reason, I'll run to her office, be like, hey, like how do you do this, this, and this, or I have a question about this medication, like what it, like what does it do, or da 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 da. But just like little things like that. But we don't work side by side, but we do, like I do go to her if I have like any like questions or any like little things or anything I think is like a stupid question that I'm too embarrassed to ask Karen about.
Yeah. No question is a stupid question. You know, she'll pop in my office to, even if she doesn't have a question, just to say hi or like to have lunch or, and I do the same, you know, just kind of check in. But yeah, it makes me very proud. It makes me really, really, really proud. And it's nice to hear my coworkers tell me, like the other nurses and case managers and stuff, just like what a sweet, nice, thorough person you are with the clients, how good you are with the clients. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it makes me feel proud.
It's like a breath of fresh air sometimes because you see it up the complete opposite all day at the hospital. In here, it's like you're still able to get like the hands-on experience, spend time with the clients, be out in the community, see the resources and help people. But it's also nice because it's not like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
it's a different
atmosphere. Like, I don't know how to even explain it. Like,
well, I think
I don't know.
Also, like, I know for me, my team, I mean, everybody that works here, is everybody just, I love everyone I work with. Yeah, I love what I do. Yeah. I love, it's so gratifying when you know you made a difference for someone and they tell you, you know, they tell you, I so appreciate you and you do a lot for me and I'm lucky to have you for a nurse and you know, all those things. It just makes, it's just.
And to add on to that, like at the hospital, it's like we see people for like 3 or 4 days and then we discharge them and we never see them again. Here, it's like you have your clients, you see them every week or every day, however often you see them, and you see them grow and progress and you see the change over time and you get to know them, build a good rapport with them. And it's nice to see them like, oh, like 6 months ago, you were in the hospital. And now you're here living on your own, knowing your medications on your own. You're out in the community, going to group and all these different things. And like, you're doing so much better than 6 months ago. You're able to see a change. Like mom said, you have a good team and good people to support you. And it's so rewarding at the end of the day, seeing someone go from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah. And again, just seeing how much the clients appreciate us, you know, and when you get told that on a regular basis, it's just, it's so nice knowing that, you know, we have like an all CSP meeting and we have a box set up in the lunchroom for shout outs. So every month when we do that morning meeting, we each pick up a slip of paper that somebody wrote, you know, and it was really strange because I happen to pick Macy. Macy got a shout out I picked it. Obviously, not knowing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I opened it up, and it was, I forget exactly what it said, but something like, thank you so much. You do so well with the clients, handling complex medical reviews or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So I got to read that about my daughter for the shout out in the meeting, which was, that was good. That was, made me feel good. Very proud.
Definitely another full circle moment.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the odds out of what? There's like at least 60 people in the room.
Yeah.
And like, what are the odds? She picked the one shout out that I got. It was just like crazy. I think he wrote it, but no.
My handwriting is not that good.